We are at the end of Siman Reisha in Aleph. Welcome back, everyone, for Ben Azmanim. It's less than a week since Pesach. It's like a month ago. Okay, there's a Chaylish Raga Feivel Ben Rachel. We should have in mind. You should have a Refuah Shleima. Okay, let's learn Reisha in Aleph Siv Zayin. This is of particular interest to all the lefties among us. Sefer Torah Tzarech Lichtei B'Yamin. If you want to write a Sefer Torah, or even just to write a letter at a Sefer Torah writing, you have to write it with your right hand. With your right hand. Now, what about a lefty? What does a lefty do? A real lefty. So it says in Shach Yud Beis, Siv Zayin. Reishayin Aleph, Siv Zayin. So Shach says in Yud Beis, B'yamin k'may b'tfilin siman lam v'esiv ches narachayim, v'ayin sham di'itur yad smoyel di'day hu yamin. A lefty can write as well. So you go to Ksiva Sefer Torah. If you're a clear lefty, so you write with your left hand. If you're clearly a righty, then you write with your right hand. The shaila is, what about someone who's tzimisht? Like Mendy. Tzimisht, he does a lot of things with his left hand, a lot of things with his right hand. So before we get to the tzimishta people, what's the reason? What's the siba, the reason that a righty can only write a Sefer Torah with his right hand? I'm assuming that he can write in a kosher way. Some people have a delay. Reish Ayin Aleph.
No, we did.
You were here last time? No, you weren't here last time. You were away. I'm impressed that you're always wrong. I'm sorry, Mark. What's the reason that you have to write with your right hand? So we find two distinct reasons, and l'chayr is an afkamina between them. The Taz, in the beginning of Sivkot Neches, says a reason. Why do you have to write with your right hand? Dershinon ukshartem uksavtem makshira biyamin. When you put on tefillin, you put it on your left hand, but you do it with the right hand. With the right hand, you're kosher the tefillin. Makshira biyamin, afksiva biyamin, saif perik akaymus. Right, so we assume the ksiva is the same, right? So you do it on the weak arm, but the kshira itself, you do it with the other hand, right? You do the kshira with the yamin. So therefore, just like you tie the tefillin with your right hand, you write with your right hand. The same thing a lefty, just like he ties the tefillin with his left hand, he writes with his left hand. But if you look at the Beis Yosef, he says a different reason. Beis Yosef gives the reason, like kol haTorah kula, everything has to be done kedarkai. Everything has to be done kedarkai. On Shabbos, if you carry the shino, you're not chayiv. If you eat shloike kederach achila, then you're not yotzei the mitzvah. If you eat treifa shloike kederach achila, it's no avera min haTorah. The whole kol haTorah kula is kedarkai. So the Beis Yosef gives a reason that it has to be done in the normal way. Now,
everything is as the
Mishnah says,
all misses.
So a righty with his right hand, the lefty with his left hand. That's not a problem, like both pshatim. Kedarkai ukshatim uksavtim. But l'chayrit is a very big nafkamina. You have a person who his strength is in one hand and his skill is in another. This is a fairly common thing by people who write or throw a ball with one hand and they bang a hammer with the other hand because their strength is in one hand and their skills are in the other hand. So such a person, what does he do when it comes to writing tefillin or mezuzahs? So, what? Well, some people with the left, some people with the right. I mean, there's one hand that they write the skill, some people that write on the left, and the other hand is the hand that, which one? Some people the right, and some people the left. The shaila is such a person who writes with one hand, and his strength is in his other hand. So I would think, that's probably what you mean, whichever hand he writes with, he should be kosher. Who cares? Uksharta buksafta. So whichever hand he writes with should be good. And if it has to be kedarka, so it should also be kedarka. Yet, in this halacha, which appears first in Hilchas Tefillin, and the Shas says this to Simila Bevei Sivches, there, it's a mistake. It should say Sif Hei. The Shach Yud Beis, it says Sif Ches. Mark that what yours says. Shach Yud Beis says Sif Hei, probably. Simon Lamed Beis. Yours says Sif Ches. And I should have corrected. It should say Sif Hei. Okay, I missed it. It's okay. It's nice. Right, should be Sif Hei. Sif Hei says, Sarech sheyichtev biyaminai, afilu mishayla pishtayada, vimkasa bismayal psulim. And if you write with your left, it's pasul. Vietiyat smal didai, haviyamin. Okay. Now, right, I'm going to get to somebody who's split in a second. Somebody who's shaylet pishtayadav, it says it's kosher, but you have to write with your right hand if you shaylet pishtayadav. So, pure ambidextrous, he writes with his right hand. Now, so this is the halacha that you have to write that way. It says here in Sif Hei, Sarash yitabi amina, filu shaylet pishtayadav, vimkasav vismayal psulim. Im efshir limtsai acherim ksuvim biyamin. That changes things. It says if you wrote it with the other hand, it's possible. If it's possible to find things that are written properly,
that's a limit.
Which seems to say that bishas hatchak, it's kosher, and that's what it says.
Because I wrote some.
The Mishnah Berurah, when he says you have to write with your right hand, which reason does he bring? There ain't derech ksiva b'smayel. He doesn't bring the Taz's reason. He brings the Beis Yosef's reason, because derech ksiva is with that hand. Now he says, v'sayfer shekaisa b'yamin v'chol malachti b'smayel lo lahepach. The case we were talking about, somebody whose skill is in one hand. And his other things, his power is his other. Because our prima godim, nochay lechatchila shaloi lekablay lecipher. Lechatchila, he should not be a cipher. Somebody who does with both hands. Ubidiyevet ain lasser ayin shavatam. Ubidiyevet ain lasser. Look in the prima godim. So it's interesting. He says not to do it. Now here it's a little hard to understand because both reasons, shatam ksaftem or derech, should be masher. Whatever is derech to do with the left hand. So I'm not sure what the Bir Hadavar is. What's most confusing is this din that b'dievet is kosher. B'dievet is kosher. The rule that everything in the Torah has to be done kedarkai, there's no b'dievet it's kosher anywhere else. And yet here, Mishnah Berurah seems to accept that it's okay. And Mishnah Berurah says the following, Kosav Araman, Ramah Bepano, Mai Sahaya B'mitzrayim, Shatofas echad kul misbisvasav. Someone took a pen with in his mouth. Vikasav boy. He must be a skilled fellow. And he wrote. So what do you say to that? So you have a pen for this fellow. Upasloi de derek siva bepeh. The kuliyama. He said it's pasos, not derek siva. Because I'm going to rob Pasaf, it's absolutely possible. Okay, so we can understand that. Now here, Bepeh, it's possible even b'di'evet. With your left hand, the Shulchan Aruch seems to say that it's kosher b'di'evet. It says, so I guess the idea would be that even a righty occasionally writes with his left hand. I don't know about you, I never write with my left hand. But even a righty occasionally writes with his left hand. That's what it seems to be saying.
If this is only b'di'evet,
if you learn how, but okay.
If the right hand is left hand, the left hand is only b'di'evet, then a guy who does with his left hand a lulav should also not make a bracha or something. If it's not really there.
You mean by lulav we say right hand, left hand is not makiv? Why here it should be?
He should make a bracha. like here that really he shouldn't do it.
I mean, if you hold the lulav with the wrong hand, the lulav with the sometimes, wrong hand with masher.
Sometimes you use your left hand even if you're right.
To write?
No, for taking the
lulav. For lulav, for handling things, yeah, it's not totally shleikadera.
Rabbi, if someone carries on Shabbos with his left hand, he's
putter? I'll answer you in a second. I just want to read you the Archa Shulchan. The Archa Shulchan says, he says, he quotes the Shulchan Aruch. Says Darach Hashulchan, this is Lamed Beis Tazayin. Mashrim I Epshalim Say Achayim Ksherim B'Yevet. Ubaru Kavanase Raka Shelo Pishtei Yadav. It can't be that a righty writes with his left hand. It's good B'Yevet. Must be his Kavana is on someone who Shelo Pishtei Yadav. Of Sheni Shelo Pishtei Yadav Pasul. Demloikein Hari Usaiser Es Atzmai. He said in the beginning, "Sarchlich to be a min." Why? Dimnolei leimekain. From where do you know to say it? Agos maimini v'smak paislim. Mavur came to Gemara. L'chein tamani yamafarshi ashulchan aruch, including the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Bura. Shemafarshim gam be'inishel b'shtei yadav that b'diavad it's kasher. That it's kasher. It's kasher. L'yastati him apsulim gemurim. V'gamelin yin Shabbos. Who asked about Shabbos? Eina chayiv kishakaisim b'smaylei. The Shabbos, you write with your left hand, you're not chayim. Mavur b'Shabbos, daf kuf gimel amid aleph. Chini itik v'shkaisa b'yamin, kol adam, psulim, even b'diavet, k'mashu sham b'Shabbos. So, l'maisa, what?
It's not much of a putter.
Right, but you're a part of this still in this, right?
Rebbe, when he says shalom b'shtei yadav, it means somebody who writes with two hands. I say
someone writes with both hands. Shalom b'shtei yadav means right.
I write with my left hand, but I throw a ball with my left hand.
That's what he's talking about. He's talking about shalom b'shtei yadav. That's what he's saying. So the Archa Shulchan's Batzmiyah. And he says it should be possible. Now I want to tell you, it's an interesting Eglei Tal. The Eglei Tal says, what's called the Shinoi? Now if you write with your left hand, the writing is inferior. It's an inferior writing. When you write your left hand, I write with my left hand, it's inferior to my writing with my right hand. Is a shinoi where there's a shinoi in the nifal, in the result, or even where there's a shinoi in the pile, but not in the nifal, the result is no different. Is that called a shinoi? Or only where there's a difference in the result? So the Eglei Tal writes, now, b'chol ha-Torah kula, there has to be a shinoi in the result. But in Hilchos Shabbos, it's either way. It's called a shinoi if it's a shinoi in the act. If you carry under your arms, then it's a shinoi your part, even though the nifal is the same. Or even if it's just a shinoi in the nifal, a shinoi in the result. If someone cooks if somebody does something, it was a shini in the result, not in the action, whatever the case may be. It's also a shini. He says if it's a shini in both the payel and the nifal, he says it's mutal lechatchila, kagoyin bishul b'chama b'shabbos. Now he means sometimes the chazal were in geyser. I don't think he holds if you write with your right left hand, it's mutal lechatchila. But he says there are times where there's a shini both in the result and in the writing. And in the doing, and it's more dirty, he says, cooking in the sun, the result is different. I never cooked in the sun. And the act is different. It's mutal chatchila. But anyway, Lagabe Shabbos, he says, a shinoi either way, in the pail or in the nifal. Lagabe Sharin Yanim, it has to be a shinoi in the result to be a shinoi. By Hilchas Kalamayid, where it says to write with a shinoi, Mishnah Berurah says it does not have to be a shinoi in the result. It's also a malacha topic. Mishnah Berurah says that even if it's just a shinoi in the way you hold it, but it comes out the same, it's also good. Now, yeah.
The Mishnah places the people who used to be able to write Hashem.
Is it kosher? Now, is it kosher Sefer Torah? Writes about the skill. So maybe it's not kosher Sefer Torah.
Why did it place it? Two steps.
Could you do that?
No.
If it would be normal, no, I wouldn't tell the story. You could tell the story, it's not normal. The shaila is, what about fixing a Sefer Torah? Let's say you have the letters that are touching each other and you want to separate them. Or you have it's missing a dot. You're adding a dot. Is that kosher with your left hand? So the Mishnah Berurah, again, it doesn't say here on the page, but in Hilchos Tefillin, the Mishnah Berurah writes, in Lamed Beis, if Katan Yud Zayin, Hu Adin Lasis Eza Tikkun B'Smayel Binyan Aksiva, the puzzle. Even just a small tikkun, you have to do it the right hand. Aval Hafrid Degiya Shabbais Yais Dira Dekasha Fil B'Smayel. When you're separating, what you're doing is just removing a psul. You're not doing something. Then it's kasha. Doing the mechshirina by noshim psul and lezela kaman. Even a cotton does it, it's kasha. So to add, it's missing ink to add. You have to do it with your right hand. But to separate where it's connected, so that he says is a pun. Okay, so here we have the din of variety. So a lefty could be a cipher as long as he's clearly a lefty. When you go to Ksiva Sefer Torah, somebody who's not doesn't know, if he's somebody who's right, does things with one hand, does things with the other hand, Lamaisa, it says that he should not write Oisis in the Sefer Torah. Let's go on to the Ramah.
Rabbi, I wrote a number of times, and then one place finally asked me.
Yeah, okay.
No, I didn't know.
You didn't know? Okay.
I'm right, this is it, rambling down there. No, so then you're making sense. Make me a shliach. So that's what I do. If I make a shliach.
Yeah, you have to make him aware of it.
Siv Zayin, Ramah, Yesh Oimrim Sheish Klistoi B'Kulmus Shal Kana V'Loi B'Noitza. Some say the kulmus that you use should not be a feather. It should be a reed and not a feather. Now, you've all been at Seifrim, and they do write with a feather. Shach Yud Gimel says, Kosav Aterezav Ve'in Noyagin Keng. The Midig is not like this Ramah. The Ramah says to use a kulmus shel kana, not a kulmus shel noitza. Why? We're not like this way. What's shot in the Ramah? So go back to Taz Ches. For some reason, this doesn't get its own subcutten, but it says, Amasha Kosav Aloy Ben Noitza. Emesh Amar Lechai Perikamid Gittin Kosav Kain Bagob B'Shem Arash. Aval Eni Adea Tam Ledover. What's the difference if the kulmus is a reed or a feather? Ulayhu. Now many people ask, why they use a quill today? Why don't they use a pen? Use a fountain pen, put in the good di, what's wrong? So it just says in Hilchis Gittin, you should not write Bekonos Shel Barzel, Dahava Kamay Chakika. Because metal, when you press metal down, you know sometimes the ink is not running, and you're right, you see an indentation in the paper and the cloth. Vava gab dechach yireif is kosher, even though a get is kosher. Chakika k'ksiva dami, a get that has no ink is kosher. V'komakim, kalmah shev shalasis b'loi shum chakika odif. V'evshe shekeinu b'shal noitza shidaka, maybe a noitza does chakika more than a kana, because of the tamalamush, because shein noyakin ke. Now here, I have to explain, because it's a complicated issue. Why we don't use a pen for writing. Now, it's not simple why we don't. I know some seifrim, when they go around to do repairs, they do have a pen. They have a pen with ink, and lemaisa, they use it. The Ramah says, Beferish, not in Ilchistam, but in Ilchis Gittin, not to use a metal pen, to use a quill. And the reason that's given is because it would create chakika. It would create scratching into it. The problem is that it's a sugya mesechtes gittin. I think a chafam beis. The Gemara has a shaila, chakika tiksiva dami or not. If you etch, no ink, deliberately, you go, you take a piece of metal and you etch a get into the metal. So it says beferish in the maskaras haGemara chakika kiksiva dami that it's kaisei. We pass me away in Hilchos Shabbos. The tzitz was chakuk. It says v'kasav. So we find the Gemara says that chakika is kiksiva dami. So it's a pella. Why can't you use metal? Chakika is also kosher. So, but you don't need the eye for a get. Chakika is kosher. So for Sefer Torah would explain that Chakika is possible. But no one's going to leave the Sefer Torah with Chakika. Are you afraid they're going to leave a Chakika? They'll go back and they'll write over the Chakika with a pen. So the question is, why? What is the issue? So there, the what? Well, anything that would make the chakika, yeah, you'll make it. So the Pesachei Tshuva brings three reasons. The Pesachei Tshuva not here in Kuf Chaf Hei. Nevertheless, the Siman Kuf Chaf Hei, Inuchas Gittin, the Ramah Sivdala there. The Levush says that we don't write Ksav or Gabi Ksav. It may be kosher, but Lamaisa, we write one ksav. If you use a pen, you're doing a chakika, and then the ink goes into the chakika. So ksav or gabi ksav, and it's not kosher. Now that Lavush's reason doesn't apply to a Sefer Torah. Ksav or gabi ksav is kosher. So it's not an adequate reason. The Pesachei Tshuva goes on. He brings a Sefer Get Pashut. The Get Pashut says the reason not to use a pen by a get is you might make a hole in the paper. When they say chai cake, you might, when you press down, make a hole in the paper. A get does not have to be written on parchment. It can be written on paper. As a matter of fact, did I mention it here? That that we have a minig dafka to write not on parchment. And Xera that the people should be able to write. So by Tafetat. So we write Dafka on paper. So to get Pashut says the reason not to use metal is you might make a hole in the paper. But Vaita, it wouldn't fit with this task, because then that by Sefer Torah has to be written in cloth. And the pen is not gonna make a hole in cloth. So that reason is not good either. So the Nesivis and the Sefer Torah is getting gives a reason, which the Pesachei Tshuva brings as the final reason. He says the following. If you write a get with chakika, it's kosher. Now, most husbands are not seifrim, and they don't write the get themselves. They're obligated to. It says, v'kosav lo sefer krisus. The husband's obligated to write it. So what we do, the first thing that happens at any get is that they get edim, that this is the husband and this is the wife, but afterwards, the first thing they do in the writing of the get is the husband is kinda the ink and the cloth and the quill. He takes the whole briefcase with everything. He's kinda it. And he gives it to the cipher and he says, I'm making you, Pliny ben Pliny, my shliach to write a get. So Zok to Teres Gittin in the Siva, it says like this. He's making him a shliach to write a get. So when he writes with a pen, he does a chakika. So let's say he's going to do a chakika, and then he'll go over it with it with ink. So the Nesivis, he only made him a shliach to write one get. The get of chakika is a kosher get. The get that he puts ink on, ksav agav ksav, the second ksiva, he didn't make him a shliach for. He didn't make a shliach to write two get. He wrote one get. So since he made him a shliach to write one get, the chakika get is kosher. Once you do the ink on top, ksav agav ksav, the top ksav is the one that counts. He's not a shliach for the top ksav. So Memela, he says that's the reason that we don't use a pen, because the chakika get is going to be underneath, and the get pen, the ink get is going to be on top, and by getting the machmer everything. And therefore, we don't do it that way.
What do we do?
The Lashon HaShlichus that we use is he makes him a shliach to write one get or even 100 gittin, but the language I don't like. He says to make him one get, even 100 gittin, but the language it says is until you come out with a good get. I don't like that, because then if you came out with a good get, then that's no good. He's really saying, one get, even many gittin, and stop there. I don't know why they say a Lashon until you come with a good get. What? To the satisfaction of the cipher. It's just that. So at any rate, this is the Torah Gittin's reason not to use a pen, which doesn't apply to Sifrei Torah. That makes sense by a get or your shliach, but does not apply to Sifrei Torah, and therefore it's very hard to know why we don't use metal. Some cipherim say that since metal is made lekatzi yama shalada, and a mezuzah is the man yirbu yameichem, so it's not right to use a metal for a mezuzah.
No, they
But it's a made up reason. It's not, it doesn't say anywhere this reason. So, what? Ballpoint pen? Yeah, but if you ever write with it and the ink doesn't come, you'll see that there is a chakika. There is, it does press down. A paper, not a parchment. A felt pen, okay.
Rebbe, so just to shine in Gittin, Rabbi Gittin talks about they made a get, the Shlod the Shmod, the Baal is not there. If the Baal had to come and make a Mishleah, that's what we're saying. And what's the whole Gemara talking about? As far as writing, how did that Mishaya?
The husband wrote it. The husband's writing.
No,
it's Shlod the Shmod.
He's saying the Sefer wrote it.
Who said, but who said the Gemara is saying the Sefer wrote it? Gemara means the husband wrote it.
No, it was always talking about it. He wrote it.
No, he says the husband wrote it.
He says
no, 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 the husband wrote it.
What?
The Mishnayos is all the husband writing it. All the places we say this. No, the Rebbe Yehuda.
Your family of Friday, your family of Friday. Oh, yeah.
The Rebbe teaching the Talmud decision.
That's something else. That's something. All the Mishnayos, all Talmud doesn't write. It says the Mishnah, if you write it again on Shabbos, it says if it's kosher. But Ein Shlech Dvar Aveira, the Rebbe Yehuda was asked. Ein Shlech Dvar Aveira says all the Mishnayos, Talmud doesn't write writing it. You want to do a shliach, so you go and tell chashlichus. But stama, it's
so. So really the reason they would use a coin is because if it pushed down, it would break, and therefore they wouldn't push. Is that the story
No, because you make a chakika.
No, it wouldn't make a chakika because it would.
We use things that don't make a chakika.
Because
right?
It would break.
Like someone said, a felt tip would be good. It doesn't start chaking. All right, so we learned to Bechaber and we learned to Ramah. Here there is a famous taz at the end of the simen. And it's always hard to find because it's not on a mechaber. The Taz here holds that a printing press is kosher for a Sefer Torah. That if you use the old-fashioned printing presses, which used blocks, old-fashioned, our days, right? Where you had blocks, the blocks are inverted, the mirror letter, the image of letters, and you press it down, then you get like a stamper, right? You have a stamper. So you make yourself a mezuzah stamper, you get a cloth, you get a pad, you stick it on the pad, you stick it on the, we'll talk about a mezuzah needs kasidra, it's more complicated, but a sefer Torah, or a megillah, you want to write a megillah this way? So this Taz is the famous Taz. Look at the Taz. Let's see the Taz. V'chakika, hoyo v'asa liyada name of a milsa. Lefisha shemati yaimrim shem b'svarim in itfasim kedusha. Kamei edif tavim b'tzav. I heard people say that printed svarim don't have the same kedusha as those that are written by hand. V'li nira shein chilek b'zeh. I think there's no difference. Afilim noimer dava chakika mekal mokim hava kamei k'sav. Even if you say it's like chakika, it's pressing down. It's like Sav, Dogam Gabe get Isha Kosher Bechakikas Yerechas. By being Chaykik, Yerechas means the letters themselves as Kosher. Wazim Eben Ezim Kof Chavei. Ava Gav Diksiv Eslov Vekosav Aleich Vechakak. Even though it says Vekosav Vena Vechakak. Voy Nirali Raya Brewer and Perik Egla Rufa Dafem Ches Avonim Halalu Shal Eifoid Vechayshin. Ein Kaiser Eisen Bidyoi. You all know that the lettering on the Chayshin and the Eifayt were not written with ink. Shnemar pituche Chayshin v'ashu chakika. V'ein mistartin aleim b'zemel. The Gemara says you don't scratch it with metal. Shnemar v'miluay samshir shleimah. It's not allowed to dig out part of it. Shleyes mem klum. Chayshin v'aleim b'diyah. Yomar lem shemir b'bechutz. Apnei hadiyah b'chrimit sa'ayis. V'ein nifkayis me'aleim. V'misa d'maisi atfus av chakika kasha. Menolan the Hayai de Shemir, Shudavish Shaine Matsi, Dilma Hayai de Atfus, Ubidiai, Kitfus Shalanu, funny Raya. Those who say Defus is Chakika, maybe they did it with Diai. The Shabbim is Kamp Tuche Chaisim, and the Baru de Maisit Fus Mikuksiva Mamish Vulay Chakika Klau. Now, all he said so far was that it has Kedusha, even if it's written Bitfus. Now he says, "V'shum v'isim tshuva shaylus arei binyamin, gam ken shemaisa tfus hu kaidesh ki ksav." That the force is the same as ksav. At time the gam chakika ki kaidesh. Rebbe raya gam ken meyefay. Afinas taiti en srichel lezeh. Why do you need rayas? Have a ksiva mamish. Ain't ken chakika. What kind of chakika when you use a stamper? Anybody's going to say you chaykate? There's no chakika at all. Mali shedoichik esa et ala niyar. What if you press the pen on the paper? Or the paper, apparently the style was, they had the typeset there, and they put a paper on it and pressed it down on top. They're both ksiva. Now, this Taz is quoted as saying that you're allowed to write a Sefer Torah with a printing press. Now, it doesn't actually say it. It doesn't say a Baruch HaBitchak Tana. It doesn't say it clearly. He says there are some who say that printed Svarim have no Kedusha. He's saying, why not? It's the same as Ksav. But it is Mashma that it's the same as Ksav Mamish. He says, what's the difference if the ink goes on the paper and paper goes on the ink? It should be kosher either way. It appears from here that it's kosher. What's interesting is that there's a Magen Avraham as well in Arachayim, who likewise says that it's fuss is kosher. Magen Avraham is Simin Lamed Beis Sifkatin Vav. Just the Magen Avraham says, we need Kesidron. It's not really Kesidron. You're doing it all in one shot. It's not being written in order. Mezuzis and Tefillin need Kesidron. But a Sefer Torah or a Megillah, it's more practical by a Megillah, to do it with its force.
Put the machine, put the press in the mikvah before you do the Shem
Hashem. He says, you put your pen in the mikvah. You don't put a pen in the mikvah. You never put a pen in the mikvah. You put the person in the mikvah.
So where is the lishma? Where is the lishma?
The lishma, when you put the paper on your right, do a lishma. No, the machine is an electricity, not by hand. This is by hand. You're putting the paper on, and you're doing it. It's not done with electricity.
It was a number of years ago that we were talking with a screen.
I'll tell you about the still screening in a minute. Let's just see the Pisrei Tshuva. So it's interesting, you have a Magen Avraham who's Mekel Beferish, and a Taz who seems to be Mekel, it's not that clear. The Pisrei Tshuva brings Achrayim who are Machmir, of his Tshuva Chav. I am a Taz, Mashu Dvar, that Fusu Kiksiva Mamish, Kashal Chetchila. See, he says, Mashma Midvara, it's only Mashma, that Fusu Kiksiva Mamish, Kashal Chetchila, and they say for Torah, Al Yedei Defus. The mashmois is that you can write a Sefer Torah that way. Now, the Chavis Yoyer is also not so clear. Chavis Yoyer is not talking about writing Sefer Torah. Chavis Yoyer has a shaila from a person who can only afford a one-room apartment. At least it seems in the winter, only heated a one-room apartment. So he writes, what do? I have Svarim. He's apparently someone who learns. What do I do? Lagabi the Isser of Tasha Shamita. I only have a one-room apartment. I can't have so many swarm. I can't cover them all. Klibus Akli. So what do? Maybe he writes that printed swarm don't have Kedusha and it's different. Wow. That's what he writes. So there he writes, no, printed swarm have Kedusha. It's not clear. There he writes as a tziruf that you can be Mekel and printed swarm, but he writes that it's not on a cloth. As I say, it's not on the Sefer Torah. You see, yeah. So he, no, Tashmish, the din is like this.
No, not Tashmish.
Sefer Torah has to be on a cloth. He's not talking Bechlal about that. The Chavis Yoreh says, a printed Sefer, depends who prints it. Depends who prints it. You go, they have a Mexican doing the printing, he's not Mechavon L'Shem Kedusha. So if the one who's doing the printing is not Mechavon L'Shem Kedusha, so he says, the Tayelis of Talmud Torah you have. But the Kedusha of the printing, but he uses it as a tziruf. He doesn't use it by itself as a kula. But yet, the Pesachei Tshuva, everyone brings the Chavis Yor as arguing on the Taz. V'ayim b'sefer b'day yoyna, sheherich b'zeh, v'hela adadini maydi eshlipsal afilu b'diyevet, afilu rak ois achas b'tfus, afilu mreitzeh lichvaysh hatfus, even if he wants to do the pressing of the tfus,
Ala
klav. Even though he's not doing the klav on the tfus on a klav. V'ayim b'shar tshuva v'archayim shol mamadei gimel b'shem shos yakev dam svorim on the tfus on my devi kechavim din kedusha sefer Torah yeshlam kil nitfus al yidei Yisrael. So this shos yakev is not like the Chavis Yoreh. Chavis Yoreh says it depends on who's doing the printing. And the shos yakev says it has a din kedusha. V'chayim b'shem shos Chavis Yoreh kasev nitfus al yidei kechavim ein b'em kedusha. So this is a machlaikis. Listen to this. Svarim that are printed in Rashi letters, I fill up a lashon chayil, even in English. Chalila linig bem shum bezayin ki kaidishem. A sefer written in any language has kedusha. Mitzada inyan anemar behenu mitzada tachlis. Shalumay divrei Torah imusar. So he says, maybe the gabi tashrus becheder, you can be meikel. He's meikel for someone who it's the efsher. What?
On the Rashi, the first or any other language?
Any, he says Rashi the first or any language. He says. Right.
A different font.
No, no. Rashi.
And the person Rashi. Rashi. Vafilo Baloshin Chayil. What does that mean?
English with Rashi
Fan. I'm not sure. The word Loshin, it sounds like it, but I have a feeling he means letters. Okay. Anyway, the point is that you're not knowing Bizayin, but it's more Kal. Look what he says next. This is the most surprising. If you have things written in a real Aleph Beis letters, v'inyan chayil, and it's ha'aretz, some other inyan chayil, k'bei sifrei aklidos, ve'evin sinai shel refuos, av she'im be'em kedushas chaymer, even though the chaymer, the content, has no kedusha, v'loi pel b'machshavtoi, v'loi tachlis l'nefesh, ein kakra hetzur levad. What is this, the tzur of the Aleph Beis? Roy lemnayim lini ben bizayin lekaneach behem ulezarkan laoretz elamokim avadayim. Not to throw them out in a place, I guess, where it's a bizayin. Anything that's written in Aleph Beis letters, I mentioned to you once before that until the previous generation, the Kli Yisrael was nayechaimer not to use ksav ashuris just for anything. That's why svarim were always printed in lashon chayil. Today, we're in the state of Israel, everything is below in ksav ashuris, so they're already putting svarim in ksav ashuris as well. But Kli Yisrael was always nayeg a chaimer in this. But at any rate, what? So that's my point. My point is there are two topics. Really, the Taz is not talking about Sefer Torah. The Taz is talking about Kedusha Svarim. The Chavisyar is talking about Kedusha Svarim. The Shusyakai is talking about Kedusha Svarim. That's really the main topic. The saying, the Mashmoy Sataz, is, since he goes so far to say Mali Kasa Biyad, Mali Kasa Bit first, that it would be Kasha to say for Torah as well.
I am.
So when we putting a printed sitter on a printed tool, which is now my second, hold on a second.
Yeah, but his language, the language he says, Mali Mali, sounds that way. That's why it's only Mashmois. Pisrechuva says, Beferish, it's Mashma. Pisrechuva held, it's Mashma de Tazda. Okay. So what's the Svara that its fuss is not good? We have names. What's the Svara that its fuss is no good? So the Aruch HaShulchan. Now they use a lashon. It's not good. It's chakika. In our printing presses, we don't understand what does it mean. It's chakika. The Aruch HaShulchan writes here that he doesn't know what printing press they were talking about 100 and 200 years ago. But the Aruch HaShulchan writes the printing presses we have today. He doesn't understand how anybody could say that it's not a kosher ksiva. He doesn't understand. All it is a block that the press is ink on a piece of cloth, or if you use it for cloth. So he writes that he doesn't see any shum reason why anybody would have said that the first didon is possible. That our now kesidron is still an issue, but for a Megillah or a Sefer Torah, that he says he doesn't understand.
So a printed chumash should be
cut. Now the two topics people brought up. Now first of all the question of of putting a siddur on a chumash, etc. First of all, our siddurim have chumash in them. All our siddurim have tilsheini and the whole chamish chumash teira. It has the whole sefer tilim in it. Our siddurim you can put on a chumash because it has chumash in it. Nobody ever said you can't put a chumash bereishis on a chamish chumash teira. Right? The volume of words is not the issue. It's the kedusha. So our siddurim, for the most part, you can put on a chumash. It's not an issue. It's hard to know because the kids come from yeshiva and they correct you. Don't put the chumash on this. You're going to go contradict his rebbe. So, you know, that's covered for his rebbe, you do it. But every siddur has some psukim. Ashma Yisrael v'ahavta. But, however, it does say not to put Nach on a Sefer Torah, a cloth of Nach on a cloth of a Sefer Torah. It's a Shulchan Aruch later. And there the Aruch HaShulchan writes that in printed form there's no difference. In printed form there is no difference. Now,
there's no difference meaning you can't.
You could put anything on anything when it's printed.
You can't cover the cloth.
For that matter, Gemara has Pesukim also. Yeah. However, so Aruch HaShulchan says you could put whatever you want on anything else. It's funny, he himself says the first, well, he means on cloth, the first would be kosher. If you look in the Shvus Yaakov, in the Chavis Yoyer, he analyzes in very technical terms the Kedusha of a Sefer. He says it has to have four things. Chaymer, which is the iron cloth. It has to have Pail, the one doing it has to know what he's doing. A guy does it, it doesn't count. It has to have Tachlis, it has to be done for a purpose of learning, and the fourth lashon he used earlier is that it should be done not by napi kairos if tarish kasei min is yisarev. So he analyzes what it needs. Lamaisa, the Aruch HaShulchan apparently holds that even though the tachlis is the same, but if the chaymer is different, if it's paper and ink, that there's no kapeda putting one on top of the other. Now a number of years ago, Rabbi Abadi was then in Eretz Yisrael. He's still in Eretz Yisrael. He wanted to come out with silk screen Megillus. He started with Megillus, a silk screen. Silk screen is a stencil. Yeah. To create a stencil, put a stencil down on a piece of cloth, and to smear the ink on the whole thing, and then you let it dry, you lift it up, and presto, you have a finished Megillah, very inexpensive Megillah. The main taina on this is that there's no ksiva taking place at all. Really, there's nobody, it wouldn't be called you're writing. You're not writing. You're causing, what you're doing with the ink is just smearing an entire page and then lifting it up and pressing it down. No, there you're pressing down a letter on a paper.
The letter is on the bottom. You put a piece of paper on top with a board and you squeeze the board.
So what's if you put the letter on the board, paper, and a paper on the letter? So this was the main tie. As a matter of fact, they quote Yerushalmi, which I remember by heart. It says, "Kesaftem v'loy." It has three v'loys: v'loy v'chakaktem, and one of them is not. It sounds like something like writing with a stencil, and that was the main complaint against this. Obviously, tefillin and mezuzahs would be a kesidron issue; would have to be done carefully.
But what about making?
Printing press is different. Printing press, you're taking the shape of an aleph and putting it down on a thing. Here, you're not.
No, it's not.
So that could be ksiva.
So
you could do it first. But silk screening is different. Silk screening is spreading the ink.
Yeah, but it's more like printing press from Megillah.
Yes, so the Taz and the Megillah hold that it's kosher. The Chabisir and the Bnei Yair, all this possible.
Why do it in others?
What? Because they are Mechmirin, the Chavisyor, the Shus Yaakov, and the
they are Mechmirin. But a printing press is not the shape, it's the opposite.
But what's the difference? It's placing the ink in the right shape. Yeah, I'm not using the block to read from. If you use the block to put ink on, this is the way I'm putting ink. I have a pen, just like a quill, you cut it so that it creates the width of the line you want. So here I take a block, it creates the width and shape I want, and then I'm using it to put the ink on the paper. That's why the material amount, even though the block is backwards, but the ink that's being put on is being put on directly in a straight way. It's possible too. It takes away the whole. It's right, because they use a squeegee. The way they do silk screen, they can squeegee it, and then.
Squeegee it, like,
yeah, you could.
Like from
It's possible. It's physically possible to do the Eastern J. It is physically possible. It's apparently physically possible. I don't know the umness of it. The only shakas I had was color wool. We used to spray paint with the. This is spray paint with the stamp. That was the tumul over it. Yeah. I mean, the tumul was this one person shouldn't introduce these to Klal Yisrael. That there's no ask of them that you can't recognize. Yeah, you have to. You can't tell. That was another taina that sirtut should be ma'akiv. And by Megillus, it's not a double matter. The other taina was a taina of sirtut, was also a taina, and that depends. I mentioned to you, we learned sirtut. There are two shittas in the Rishayim. If sirtut is that you have to have sirtut, halacha shel Sinai, or that the sirtut has to guide your writing. So the taina they had was this: that as far as guiding the writing, so the silk screen does the effect of sirtut. As far as having sirtut, they'll put on the sirtut. They'll put it on afterwards. They'll do it that way. That was the time.
If it's one that just as far as the mitzvah, then there wouldn't be any problems with using the silk screen. Because if it comes out, it would really be the same as the
thing. I mean, the seerah, I think, is good also, because that you put the ink, the machine puts the ink on the face with the letter. They electrify the paper and put the sheet on it.
Okay. What?
Laser printer versus machine.
I'd rather eat the paper.
No, nobody makes a bracha on the machine shmura matzah. The machine shmura matzah that they're machshir, they start the kneading by hand. So they knead it by hand. They do it lishma. So it's not machine. The problem with machine matzahs had nothing to do with chametz. It had to do with lishma. And the fact is that you have to do it, lishma. So therefore, the kneading of the dough has to be done lishma. When KAJ made machine divina, they called it divina machine shmura matzis, the rav was there. Matter of fact, my uncle, they called him divina dayan at the time, Rav Avraham Chaim Spitzer was in charge of it, and he kneaded the dough as it went into the machine. As a matter of fact, his fingers were crippled his whole life because he once, Leilenu, got his fingers caught in the machine. He shook his right hand, these two fingers were forever bent. Leilenu, but he was kneading the dough by hand. So they did it lishma. Once they started lishma, so then the machine finished it. The issue of machine shmura matzah has nothing to do with tfus. Tfus, you're doing it totally by hand. Well, now there's no electricity. We're talking about taking a printer, or like a stamper, and stamping it.
Like the kids
and doing it that way.
It's not,
yeah.
After the fact, you make a bosi matzah, and you shut the oven, there's no problem with.
Again, we're talking two different languages. You're talking about matzahs, and I'm talking about sefer. The matzahs, there's no issue to use it for mitzi, and matzah, and kairach, and everything, as long as it's done lishma. Making by machine is not a psul because there's no rule about who makes it. One rule, it has to be lishva. That's the only rule. By Sefer Torah, there's another rule. Rules of Saftem. It has to be written. So here it's different. There's no din by matzahs that you have to make the matzahs. Matzahs have to be made lishma. So as long as you're mekayim lishma, it's adequate. But they're separate issues. One issue is not the other. One is the issue of the Shema, one is an issue of the Safta. They're two totally different. Today's, I'm not familiar. Today's printing press is. They're not talking about that. They're talking about the. I don't know. I don't think anybody would be not sure. All right, Sif. Reish Ayin.
We went to
all right, I want to tell you the following. On Sivvav, which ink to use, I mentioned when we learned Erev Pesach that I have somebody who has a presentation with gallnuts and with making ink. I'm going to see if I can get him to come next Sunday, Yitz Hashem, and we'll try to, we'll go back to Sivvav. exactly what the iftza is and what the kankantim is. And I did run through it, but it's Hashem. I hope to. I think I read the words, but okay.
No.
Mark is right. I beg his mechila barabim. Okay, and Michael. That includes everything else I may have done, even when you're not here. Including what I just said. All right, Simin Ayin Reish Beis. In Reich of Hadafim, this is a quicker Simin. This is not, for the most part, something negeh to us. It's negeh to the way Sefer Torah is written. However, Sif Aleph will be a surprise to everybody. We all know there are short Sifrei Torah, big Sifrei Torah, medium Sifrei Torah. What it says in Shulchan Aruch is that the Sefer Torah should be a specific size. Ein oisin Sefer Torah, loy orka yeser al akeifai, loy akeifai yeser al orkai. The length of, now I don't mean that tichayim, I mean the cloth. The height of the cloth, you take a string around the cloth, and then you roll it till zeis habracha, that string should be equal, the hekif of the whole Sefer Torah should be equal to the height of the cloth of the Sefer Torah. No, as I close. The loy orka yeser al kefa, loy kefa yeser al orka, pirish, yechavein, you should be precise. Sheichut hamakif yuriya is kol ha-sefer, a chut that would go around the circumference of the sefer, la'acha sheyitvar, after it's sown, v'yiglal, and you roll it, oruch kishir orka, that string should be equal to the height. V'kamahu arkai, how tall should a Sefer Torah be? Bigvil, shisha tfachim, it should be six tfachim, shehem chav dalet its boys, a tefach is four its boys. So six times four is 24 its boys, bereichiv ha-goydel. Now this I have to explain. Bereichiv ha-goydel shiyad. It says here an etzpa is the width of a thumb, which I'll talk about in a minute. U'beklaf epachas ha-yayser. If you're using gvil, which has a certain thickness, so it should be six tfachim. If you're using cloth, which varies, it should be about that amount, six tefachim. But it always should be the height equal to the circumference. The chenim osa begivil pachas mishisha tefachim. The same thing if you made it less than six tefachim. Umirak sava yeser a yeser al shisha. If you made the cloth bigger or smaller, but you made the height of it more or less, but you also made the lettering thinner so that the result is that the hekif is equal to the height, that's good. The Ramah says, "Ha'omich b'sechasef yeshayim the mitzaref lekeif." He makes rishayim if the atzichayim count in this measure. Now it's very, very difficult, very, very difficult to do this, to make a Sefer Torah where the height is exactly equal. Now the Pesachei Tshuva says that the Rambam in a letter tells people how to do it. The letter is quoted in the Aruch HaShulchan. The Rambam says, before you write a Sefer Torah, buy all the cloth that you anticipate needing, get six tefachim high cloth, roll it up, roll it until you have enough cloth to be six tefachim in hekif. Then take the cloth, measure it, figure out how many dafim you need, and write it in proportion to what you need. In other words, before you start writing, do all of these calculations.
You
what?
You write it on one
what?
What
do you mean, Aleph
Beis?
The hollow space. So you roll it as tightly as you can, I guess. Exactly how tight, I'm not sure. You roll it, I guess, as much as you could, and that's what you do. It's at any rate, it's very, very difficult to do this precisely. The Pesachei Tshuva in Sukkot and Beis says Shishin Tefachim, but the Yevet Kosher Bepachus Ayin Reish Ayin Gimel. He says. Very hard to see on a sefer if its height is equal to its hekif. Somebody with a height and the width are equal, and it's also, it looks strange, you shouldn't read it betzibur. So at any rate, this is a very difficult thing to get to be precise.
We haven't seen this and, like that?
I assume that the Sefer Torah are close to it. The typical Sefer Torah are close. What? The height is always greater than the width, but the hekif now. I mean, the circumference when you roll up the whole Sefer Torah, when you get to what? The standard height should be 6 tefachim. Of course, you know that there are different shiurim for a tefach. If it's 4 inches, so then it's 24 inches. What? The little Sefer Torah are not mekayim this. They're not in accordance with this. They're kosher. Sometimes for convenience reasons, they have a small Sefer Torah. But it's not a chadchela. What? I don't know about Sefer Torah. Mela, he had 2 Sefer Torah. The one he carried, he kept on his arm. I doubt it was 6 tefachim. And the one that he wrote for... So if you say it's not practical for a melech, I agree. So the melech, it doesn't say this about the melech Sefer Torah. So it says Brice above a basur daf yadalin. It says that the reason is dumya the Sefer Torah shabarin that was shishit fachim and it was a kefa karka. But Tas is the lucas. The shaila of the agoidel is the tricky shaila of the sif. The Shas says that a thumb width is an etzba. So I really had a hard time with it. By most people, the width of the thumb is wider than the width of, certainly of your pinky, but even of the other fingers. I don't understand. What does it mean, the width of the... Shach Aleph says, Kosov HaRambam, Perkiel HaSef Ter Din Tes, Reichim Gaigel HaAmer B'chal HaShiur HaElu, B'shah Shiur HaTayra, Kulahu Etzba Beinani. The width of a thumb, is it Etzba Beinani? This is mitzaring me very much. What is he talking about? So I was thinking what it might mean. When we say ke'etzba, we mean a tefach is your fingers folded, not your fingers wide open. When you have fingers open, they're more slender than when you fold them. You'll see if you fold, a tefach is folded 4 etzbais. When you fold the 4 etzbais and you have your 4 etzbais, it is reichav ha'gadol. You'll see. The skin squashes, so it spreads. So maybe that's the biur, that the reichav ha'gadol is the ketzba. We use ketzba, we take our finger and measure ketzba, and it's wrong. Ketzba means a fourth of a fist. A fist is taka 4. They get wider when you make a fist. Maybe that's a pshat here. In the Reich of HaGaydel being the sheer Etzba, being the sheer of a Reich of HaGaydel. It says here that the Reich of HaGaydel, Mitzanu Reich of Shevas Sa'iris Beinidis. So you want to measure it, get 7 barley seeds, 7 in length, which is Vein Ba'iruch Shtei Sa'iris Berech, the length of 2, the width of 7. The stipla is a Sefer Shirum Shel Torah. He says the Chazaynish shear of the etzba is 2.4 centimeters, and the other shear of Chayim Noah is 2 centimeters. So he says he went out and bought barley corns, and when you line up 7 in length, you get 2.4 centimeters. When 7 in width, you get 2.4 centimeters. When you do 2 in length, it comes to 2 centimeters. So it says he has 7 in length, which is 2, 7 in width, which is 2 in length. I don't understand it. He says, Ulai, he's playing around with the Bali. So he says, maybe Reb Chaim Noah learns 7 in width if you stand them up sideways. He tried standing up the 7 Bali sideways, and then they come to the 2 Bali's in length to 2 centimeters. But he said he couldn't get them to stay that way. When you let go, they always fall. So he says, very strange, because I'll give a shear that you can't really do. So it's very interesting. He says, the Chazanish shear is the 7 barley coins in width. Chaim Noah is this 2 in length. And in the Rambam's days, apparently they were the same. Rochem Shtei Seres Beinanis, Ubitzadu Bedeichit, Heim Bayrush Shtei Seres Berevach. So, I don't know.
Did our barley get smaller? Or
the length and the width? Let's do Sibbeis. Oirek kol shita shloishim oisiyais. The length of every line in the Sefer Torah is 30 letters. Kedei lichtoiv lemishpachay seichem. You all know not every letter is as wide as every other letter. A yud is narrow, a shin is wide. So the word lemishpachay seichem, I think it's the biggest word in the Sefer Torah, 10 letters. Gimel pa'amim with two spaces. V'laitia ketsara mizek, deshleya daf nira ki igeres. Shouldn't be narrow columns. If it's very long, then when you get to the next line, you're off. So the length is three lemishpachay seichems, which is the way we write it. What about the shira? It's the same width. The width of the column is the same. Really? I never noticed that. The width of the shear is different, the tikkun is not that way. Really? The whole amid they make wider, but the shear. Okay? Well, you know, I'll try to look into it next week.